we get things underway this hour by welcoming back to the program the head coach of women's basketball at the University of Maine, Amy Vashon. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing all right. How are you handling this quarantine situation?
Oh, you know, just take it one day at a time. You know, the weather is getting nice, so that definitely helps. And everyone's healthy, so can't complain there.
Now, I hear from my inside sources that you've got a nice little neighborhood there where there are some like-minded people, so you can enjoy some safe social distance communications.
We can. We do have a great neighborhood. That is for sure.
Well, I want to talk about what you're working on for June 14th, the Female Basketball Coaches Workshop. And the genesis behind this was you realizing just how few women are involved in coaching here in the state of Maine.
Yeah, it was really, you know, I was doing a podcast and I was asked what we can do to increase the number of women coaching. And I was told what the number was and was just stuck for me. I just had no words. You know, I just was really surprised by it. And I don't know if I should have been surprised. It probably should have been something that I was much more in tune to, you know, prior to someone asking me that question. But I just, when I heard that, I just felt like, you know, there's got to be something we can do, you know. And if there aren't females who want to coach, that's okay too. But I, from the responses I'm getting so far, I think there are women out there who do want to coach. And so just trying to create a support system and offer some really neat programming for females who may want to coach basketball in the state of Maine.
And I'm sure there's no simple answer, but what are some of the reasons why there are so few women coaches in Maine?
Yeah, honestly, Rich, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a variety of things. And you know, that's one of the things we're going to try and talk about, what the roadblocks are, you know, what people have found along the way. I mean, we put it out on social media on Tuesday, and I already have 50 people signed up.
Wow.
So it's not lack of interest, you know, but hopefully from having this first workshop and kind of working through it, we can figure some of the roadblocks out and then maybe figure out some ways to address it.
Well, of course, forget communication and having an understanding that a female coach would have for a female athlete, but there's also the idea of role models. And I'm sure that's got to be one of the reasons that we see so few women in coaching, because they don't see, you know, young women coming up don't see that many women doing it.
Yeah, that could be. And I want to be, you know, very clear. I mean, this is not I don't think men should coach women. That's not it. You know, my dad coached me. He was fabulous. There are many, many males out there that have coached females and have done a phenomenal job. So it's not about that. It's just about, you know, promoting females. And if there are females out there who want to coach, let's find a way. It's funny. I got an email from a guy down in Southern Maine who's really big into soccer. And he said they have the same issue down there. And so we Zoomed today about maybe doing something with all sports, not just basketball, you know, because that was something he's really noticed and wants to try and fix too. So it's not an issue. I don't think it's alone to basketball or alone to the state of Maine, you know, but it's something that if we can bring awareness to and try and help, let's do it.
Well, and as Coach Eddie is demonstrating, you can be a woman and coach young men as well.
Yeah, it's not about coaching any gender per se, just female coaches, you know, just female coaches in general. So, and you know, look, I never thought I wanted to be a coach. I stayed away from it for a very long time. So we all have our reasons. But if it is something that anyone has thought about, hopefully this can encourage them to really look at it closely.
So who are some of the people you've got on the panel for this workshop?
Yeah, so it really is just, you know, I reached out to some people that I knew. You know, and so there, I know there's a lot more women in coaching in Maine basketball who've been doing it a lot longer than I have. But I reached out to Kissy Walker at Hudson, Adrian Scheibels at Bowdoin, Lynn Hassan, who has been a coach in South Portland for a number of years, Karen Magnuson, who is now at Miranda Cook, and Don Armandi, who is a coach at Falmouth, and she was my JV coach at Macaulay when I was there. So, you know, it really started with just I'm going to call some people I know and let's talk about it. And now we're, you know, going to try and run a workshop here on the 14th.
And it's open to all kinds of people. You don't have to be a current coach. You could be someone who aspires to be a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for people who think they might want to coach, people who maybe have coached in the past and have been out of it for a little bit, but might want to get back into it or just might want to connect with coaches. And we have coaches from, we have people from all levels, youth coaches, high school coaches, college coaches, you know, JV, freshmen. I mean, there's no particular, you know, you don't have to have a certain resume to sign up, you know. It's just, if you're interested in coaching basketball in the state of Maine and you're a female, those are the two requirements that you can sign up.
And we lost one of the women in the coaching ranks in Maine down at Lewiston recently, and yet another situation where the involvement of parents just became too much. How do we make that better? And does that begin with high school coaching, or does it start even earlier?
You know, I mean, you're probably not asking the right person, since I don't have kids and I'm not really involved. But if I had to wager a guess, I would say it probably starts earlier than high school. you know, and I don't know what the answer is. You know, I do know Lynn. I don't know her well, but I know her through basketball, and I know what a dedicated coach she was. I mean, she would come up to our clinics at Maine all the time. Every year we had one, she was up here. And she was a Lewiston alum. She just loved what she did. And so that's hard. It's hard when we lose a real good one. And so I don't know what the answer is. I'm sure if there was a solution, people would be all over it, because it's not, you know, unique to Maine by any means. But
what's going on with your team? The premature ending to the season, obviously disappointing. You guys were playing your best basketball of the year when everything got shut down. How are you looking for the coming season?
Yeah, it was a crazy end. You know, we had driven all the way to Stony Brook, got off the ferry and got the news and turned around and drove back, you know, and so that was tough. But excited for this upcoming season. I mean, We have a lot of unknowns. We have a lot of knowns, but a lot of unknowns. You know, we have kids coming off injuries, and we have a lot of players who got playing time last year, so that's helpful. And a pretty big freshman class. We have a freshman class of 6 players. So yeah, it's exciting. We have another tough schedule, non-conference, but that is what it is. We like to do that, and we're just excited. You know, everyone kind of left abruptly there in March, and so there wasn't a lot of closure. It was just kind of, all right, see you later. And so it will be nice to have everyone back. We're really excited. Hopefully that can be sooner than later, but we also know that, you know, we got to be safe too, and we got to do what we got to do to get through this thing. So
all right, your coach's workshop is coming up on the 14th of June. How can people get more information and sign up?
Yeah, all they have to do is email me, amy.vachon@maine.edu. Just say you're interested, and I'll shoot you an email right back. And then as the time comes closer, I'll send a Zoom link. It's all going to be through Zoom, and just be ready for a couple hours on the 14th.
That sounds great. Hey, Amy, good to talk with you. As always, keep those neighbors in line, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Tough job.
Yes, it is. Knowing who they are, yes. Thanks, Amy.
All right. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Amy Vachon, Maine women's basketball, with us here on Downtown.